Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends. Say it with me,
Joss. No, I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. Because you want me to mess up now. Now you do.
Listeners, I stare at her. When we do the introduction, she immediately starts sweating, grappling at her computer to make sure she has the intro pulled up.
It's so horrible. We're not friends anymore.
I think you're taking me out to lunch after this, so I would say that...
Let's go someplace good.
Let's go, okay. By the time we're done, it'll be time for martinis.
Which is, I'm back to drinking again.
Oh.
I was sick all week, listeners, and now I can drink again.
Huzzah. It really is the happiest time of year.
Okay.
All right. What's our letter this week?
It's called Beastie and the Beast. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Hi, ladies. I know you may have to shorten this. It's so long.
It's long.
It's just long. I love your podcast and totally binged listen to it at work. Did you not work? Did you just listen to it? Which is great for us.
Listen, we love it.
I did a little happy dance when I caught up. I hear myself in so many of the stories that you discuss. Unfortunately, not a great feeling for me. I am one of those people that say, I don't have any friends. So from listening to you, I am now self-identifying as the red flag. Sure, it's here. All in caps, lots of exclamation points. Just a short history of me. I'm 50-ish and haven't had a lot of friends my entire adult life. I'm kind of an introvert. And yes, I'm in therapy. Newly remarried, and my husband doesn't have a lot of hangout friendships, so I didn't get new friends as a wedding gift. I registered for them, but I got a lot of towels instead.
Well, listen,
it's fine.
Can last longer than friendships.
My situation is this. I've met a girl. Let's call her Myrna. Not her real name. At work, now my former job, and we instantly clicked. We have matching tattoos, all the inside jokes, including what we call ourselves. We aren't besties, we're beasties. Thank you for the typos. Anyway, we worked together for more than 5 years when I changed jobs. That didn't really affect our friendship. We talked, texted, messaged on Facebook all the time, sometimes all day long. She knows every one of my secrets and fears, and I know hers. She got a divorce last year and journeyed into the world of dating. Every damn guy she would tell me about was a loser. Lord, I know all about that. Lord have mercy. One just got out of jail for bank robbery.
Wow.
What the hell?
What a prize.
I mean,
he has some skills.
You never know. He could still be cleaned up, made good.
Right.
You never know. She met a guy that she seemed to like. I knew a little about him, and we decided to rent a cabin in the mountains and all meet. She means a lot to me and even to my husband, so I wanted to like this guy. I really did.
Okay, right there.
I see where this is going.
Mistake number one is you spent the whole weekend together rather than meeting for
dinner.
A glass of wine.
Yes. However, the dude is not only a toothless redneck. He is a raging racist. My apologies for stating.
I'm laughing at your dramatic reading. I'm really into this.
Yeah, I've been taking some acting classes.
Please continue.
My apologies for stating this, but he has a tattoo on his hand that is known as an N-word dot. All right, full disclosure, I read this while I was at work and I had to look this up because I didn't know what it was.
I didn't know either.
And listeners, it is a blue dot that is tattooed on the inner wrist area. Usually whilst you're in prison.
Oh,
to
nice.
Indicate that you are a white supremacist.
Lovely.
Isn't that fabulous?
You know what? At least we can spot them.
Yes. I recognized that mark and asked if it was what I thought it was. And he said yes and proceeded to tell me why he had it. To be very clear, we were drinking a lot. So I let him have it. I told him exactly what I thought of that, and I knew this was not going to be the coupleship I hoped it would be. As the night went on, all four of us were in and out of the balcony hot tub, and I found myself in the hot tub with just him.
Ew.
Our significant others were making drinks inside the cabin when he said, "Show me your tits."
What?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Show me your tits.
Show me your tits.
Wow.
Tits. Not once, but twice. Twice, show me your tits. Wow. Good.
I said, toothless racists, you know.
Oh, so delicious.
Bound chicka bound. So,
come on.
My God.
That's what my match profile says. Is what I want is the toothless racist with the dot. I said no and got out of the hot tub. The entire next day, he never came out of their room, and on the last day, he packed up their stuff and left without a single word to me. I didn't want to start anything at the cabin simply because I don't know this guy, and he sure is a class A asshat. So yes, I protected myself and my husband to get out of there unscathed. 3 days later, my friend came over and told me that she was going to break up with him because she caught him with a still active conversation with someone on a dating app and caught him messaging two girls in that same chat, trying to set up a three-way. Oh, he's such a prize.
Wow. Class act. Yeah, I love this guy.
So I told her about the hot tub, thinking this would give her more reason to walk away. Yeah, I didn't.
No.
She got mad at me because I waited 5 days to tell her. I told her why, and that didn't matter. I also told her I didn't think she would believe me because, hello, she wasn't acting like she did. She didn't leave him. When I asked if she brought up the hot tub to him, she said yes. I asked what he said. She said she wasn't going to tell me. The reasoning for this was, if he admitted doing it and I stayed, you'll be mad. If he said he didn't do it and I stayed, you'd be mad. I'm listening to this reasoning. If I said nothing at him at all, you'd be mad. I am choosing to believe neither one of you are telling the whole truth. That's the reasoning.
Wow.
That's the reasoning. Love it.
So she stayed with toothless redneck
toothless
racist.
Racist. And her reasoning was because, I don't know what that was. I don't get it.
Okay.
What the actual hell is that? That is our response as well. Yeah, that's a good one. I decided to cut things off completely, but I missed her. So I asked her to lunch and suggested that our friendship could continue, but I no longer wanted to have any discussions about her boyfriend, who she now lives with 2 hours away.
Jesus.
And no discussions about my husband. That seemed to be okay. We had lunch 3 times in 7 months. Not even remotely the way things were. My therapist is helping with this. I've rejoined meetup.com in order to try to do things on my own. Oh yeah, my husband works nights, so it's either do on my own or not at all.
Mm.
My problem is this. It still freaking hurts. I can't believe that this is how she reacted, and I often find myself wondering if I should accept that or if I should tell her how I feel about her reaction. I know full well if I bring it up again, it will most likely be the death of the beasties. They are wounded and dragging ass.
Yeah,
to say the least.
Their intestines and yes. organs are hanging
out. Yes, to say the least. My history shows that when I get pushed to my limits, I blow up and often say horrible, hurtful things out of pain and anger when I should have done it softer, earlier, kinder. When this blow up happened, I tried not to explode, but in all honesty, I felt like this situation deserved it.
Yeah.
But I am so damn lonely. Meetup.com is going to take forever to build things for me. I have no family around, and I have cut my only sibling out of my life. My husband is wonderful, but he is not the same as a girlfriend. Signed, I can't think of a name.
Oh, my God.
So, shit show? Dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire shit show.
All right, that's what we're going to classify this.
A dumpster full of excrement on fire floating down the river.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Dear can't think of a name. I'm just going to say you have really bad taste in friends.
I think
okay?
so. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm really sorry. But here's the thing about Myrna. She is that sad woman who defines herself by having a man, any man.
Yeah.
As long as he has a penis.
Even a toothless
He can be a
redneck.
Racist, toothless felon.
Yeah.
He can cheat and it's fine because she has a man.
Right.
And what does that say about her? That she has no self-worth, that she puts him first over a years-long friendship.
Yeah.
That she has no standards of the kind of people that she hangs out with.
None.
And the friend that you thought you had is a myth.
Yes. She is. That was a mask that whole time.
I am very sorry for you.
The person who is with this redneck now, that's the person who's real. That's the real person.
And you know what? both Joss and I have experienced friendships that ended when we learned who the person really was.
Yeah.
And we both mourned the person we thought we had.
Yeah, yeah.
We loved that friend.
Right.
And we missed her. And you know, it was incredibly painful.
Yeah.
But this friendship can't be saved. And you don't believe it can either.
No.
You're already saying it's limping along. And, you know, where you are now is that very painful stage of, we had so much fun back then.
That's where you are, right.
Why can't we go back?
Can't go back because you don't tolerate racism, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
And your friend does.
And by tolerating racism, you encourage racism, which makes you a racist.
Yeah.
Okay, so right there, if that's a line in the sand for you, Myrna has crossed it.
Yeah, and I think it is, which is why your relationship is now limping along.
Yeah.
I mean, he was also disgusting, toothless, wanted to see your tits,
yeah.
Asked you a bunch of times for that, then cheated on her. He's clearly not a decent human being.
And you know, it's sad, but she's not the person you thought she was. And you are allowed to miss the person you thought she was.
Sure, you can grieve that. That is grief right there, what you're feeling.
Yeah.
You're going through grief of this relationship.
I think the thing about a betrayal is that it takes a while to sink in how bad it is. I mean, that was the case for me, Joss. You know, when I went through my thing, you know, it took a while to really feel the shock waves.
Yeah.
And see where things settled afterwards. And there was that impulse of like, but we can still stay friends, right?
Like, we can fix this.
Because we laughed so hard that weekend.
Oh my God, we were so close.
I can't imagine going forward without you. And yet what helped me was remembering what the person had done that made me feel I must speak up.
Right.
And I think that is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Is reminding yourself that she brought this utter scum of a human into your lives.
Yeah.
That she knew about his racism and his bigotry, and she didn't care. And that when you took him to task on that, she was not there backing you up.
Right.
And
that she's okay with him being two-timing her, looking for threesomes online.
Right.
She's okay with that.
Right. And that you have to remember that she picks the racist asshat with the tattoo that's meant to intimidate and scare people.
Yeah. That he got in prison.
And make him feel inferior, that he probably got in prison, that he was cheating on her. She values that toad over you.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to save. So
just
keep reminding yourself that that's the person she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's the toad lady.
She
picked Mr. Toad for a friend.
Right.
And you can grieve those happy times. They were happy in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to have them again.
No.
You're never going
to
get there
again.
And
I would venture to say that if you examined those times, you'd find a few red flags that you overlooked.
Yeah. That instant connection
that
we ladies always warn against. That
were besties, beasties. Right.
you know, you can mourn that. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you didn't see. Maybe you didn't want to see.
Yeah.
But that old Myrna, who was your beastie, she's dead.
Yeah. If she ever existed.
She never existed.
Yeah.
And yet your heartache is real.
No, that is real. And that can last. I mean, when I got dumped, that lasted for a long time. It was horrible. You really do grieve it. It's a traumatic event. Go ahead and grieve it.
And you question yourself as you are on your letter. You think like, you know, will I ever have another friend who's really close with me? Will I ever have that much fun with somebody again? You know, was it me? Did I play a role in this? You know, you're going to have to spend that time picking it apart. But, you know, set a timer.
Yeah.
Give yourself a couple of weeks and then just say, She wasn't who I thought she was.
Right.
I cannot support her in her new life choices.
Right.
And I'm just going to pull the plug.
Yeah. Just let it die a death. You know,
it's never going to be the same.
Meetup will come through for you.
Yep.
Just give that time. I know it's tough.
You know, loneliness can be unbearable. Mm-hmm. And this letter came in around Christmas time. And it's especially notable then when everybody's having things and seeing family and my cousins are coming and I have to, you know, go to parties and stuff. And if you're not in that situation, it just feels awful.
Yeah.
And so give yourself a little extra love and care.
Right.
And acknowledge that, you know, this is a shitty year.
Yeah.
I really miss my friend, who was not the person I thought she was. And I'm just going to do something a little extra nice for myself.
Right.
I'm going to go to the movies when my husband's at work and buy the Milk Duds and the popcorn. We have been there. We feel for you. And it does take time to make new friends. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to have another person who can just slide into Myrna's spot.
No.
It's tempting to want to jump into another friendship, but you see what happens with that insta-friend phenomenon.
Be careful there.
Yeah. So take your time, build carefully, and then you'll hopefully make a friendship that will last.
Yeah. Yeah. Insta-friends are tough. Be careful there. I mean, always sort of be wary when it's like, oh, we have the same tattoos. Oh my God. It's when that sort of thing starts to happen. Just keep an eye on it because you want to make sure that it's based in some sort of strong foundation and not just that insta-friend love that can so easily go away.
And I have to say, like, you know, in these divided days in America, I'm seeing a lot of people really finding out what their values are.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And also terminating relationships with people who don't share them.
Right.
As hard as it might be, as many good qualities as they might have, when it comes down to a value difference.
Yeah, moral difference.
A moral difference in the things that you prioritize and the things that you cherish, you cannot have a meaningful relationship.
No.
And I've had, you know, I've seen romantic relationships break up over this. I've seen friendships break up over this. Siblings part ways because what we're seeing now is sort of a microscope of our value systems.
Yeah.
You know, when racism and bigotry, hate crimes are all on the rise and out in the open now, it's harder to avoid those things.
Yeah. It sort of sneaks right into your life, as it did with you and this guy.
Right.
Oh, by the way, never go to the cabin for the weekend.
With someone you haven't met.
Have a dinner. What is wrong with having dinner?
Yeah. I know. I can't think of a name. We, you know, there were so many uh-oh moments in that letter. And I get where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if my best friend said, I really want you to meet my new guy, let's go away for the weekend. I might not think like, well, what if he's a racist, toothless asshole who wants to see my boobs? You know, I mean, that doesn't immediately leap to mind. But you shouldn't go away. You could have left, you know, you could have told Myrna at the moment, like, he just asked to see my boobs.
Yeah.
You know, you could have told your husband, I understand, like, this fear of conflict is such an ingrained message that we women get. It's like, don't make waves. Don't ruin everything. Mm-hmm. Don't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you imagined it. Maybe it wasn't as bad as you thought. You know, nothing wrong with calling it in the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I think, too, that she legitimately was afraid of what he might do.
I would have been.
So would I. He doesn't sound like he's a reasonable person.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So which is why she might have decided to just not do anything until she could get the hell out of there.
Right.
You know, which is completely understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, I do get that too. But, you know, this is sort of a lesson in why you take your time getting to know anybody, racist asshole, boyfriend included.
Is he really toothless? I mean, how is that ever attractive?
I
don't understand.
I mean, not everyone can afford cosmetic dentistry.
I understand. I
don't want to, like, make fun of that. But,
but
I mean, even if he had like Tom Cruise's teeth, he's a horrible, disgusting person. Yeah, it's
true. You're right. That is the truth.
So, yeah, gosh, you know, hang in there, sweetheart. You know, as I said, be kind to yourself. Do things that enrich you.
Yeah.
You know, don't just be like cruising for a best friend. Take a cooking class or a baking class or a painting class or Italian or, you know, or go to the yoga center, the library, whatever, you know, find something that makes you happy.
Yeah. And
then you'll find people who at least you have that in common with.
And I think, I mean, we've talked about this so many times. You kind of date the friends that you want to have, right?
Yeah.
So do that with the same kind of caution that you would if you were dating a new man or woman.
Yeah.
That you just don't want to take things too fast.
Right.
You want to go really slow. Yeah. You don't want to have, you know, the one night stand moment where you're instantly besties.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in the future, just take things really slow.
Yeah.
Especially on Meetup. I have fun, lots of self-care, but don't leap right into something new.
And as two people who have lost that person we consider to be a best friend in such a hurtful way, we can tell you that there are more best friends in your future.
Yeah.
And
And
you'll have learned from this and you'll be a better friend.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. And avoid the person with the tattooed dot.
Mm-hmm. Or anyone who wants to date that guy.
Oh, God. You know what is only the good thing about that is, you know when you look up things on your computer and then all of a sudden your Facebook feed is inundated with like bras or whatever it was you looked up? Right. That didn't happen this time for me, which is good news.
Yeah, we don't need to see more of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends
forever.